Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan recently announced more than half of Detroit homeowners will see their property tax assessments drop by 10%. That announcement's drawing a round of applause from Detroit News business columnist Daniel House. Daniel, your column today kind of contains a sigh of relief, as in finally a tax policy from Detroit City Hall that makes sense.
Well, yeah, this is the second time in 2 years he's done this. I mean, so here you have a mayor of Detroit who's effectively cut taxes two times in the last 2 years. When's that ever happened before? I mean, what you really see here, I think this is part of a much broader mosaic of a mayor who is, they've come out of this bankruptcy process, which is a forced reckoning with financial reality. But in his policymaking, I mean, he clearly is trying to align where the city is with its financial reality. And one of those things that's really important and critical for residents and for the city itself is property values. And the interesting thing is last year they cut property values, assessments, I should say, and they adjusted their budget down accordingly and figured, you know, we're going to get $110 million or $120 million, and now we're going to only get $100 million. Well, guess what's happening? They were wrong. More people are paying their taxes, and as a result, they're on trend to outperform what they thought when they cut it back. So by actually cutting assessments, they're getting more revenue, because more people are paying, their collection efforts are improving, and as a result, they're getting more money.
And you contrast that to the kinds of policies that we saw from many previous administrations in Detroit.
Right. I mean, you had the highest statutory millage, I think, in the state, in the city of Detroit. You had efforts to raise the corporate income tax. As people left, services deteriorated. There weren't really efforts to improve the services like you're seeing now. And so I think what you're starting to see writ large here is just some smart, general-purpose business management being applied to government. And I should say, and good government management being applied to government.
And you couple this round of the tax reassessments, we're going to be seeing reductions ranging from 5% all the way up to 20%. And then add to that the mayor's plan to offer those 50% discounts on land bank houses to city employees and retirees and families. What can all this lead to?
Well, what I think he's hoping is that it leads to more people. I mean, he wants to reverse decline overall, the population decline overall in the city. Clearly, there is in-migration in downtown. But the neighborhoods are critical. And, you know, the mayor has been heard to say you can't collect revenue from a vacant home. And, you know, so the more bodies you can get into those homes, if you can give them incentives. I mean, it's important to note, it costs the city about $10,000 to tear down a house. So it's in the city's interest to get people into those houses. And I think they're playing kind of an arbitrage game here where, you know, if we spend a little to make a little bit more, we're better off in the end. I know a couple of years ago people used to talk about some of the incentives that the city would give to businesses to come into the city. And the attitude or the response I used to get from the economic development people was, it's better than nothing. Because if you don't have anything generating any kind of economic activity, the city gets nothing, and it's just empty space. And I think the mayor is being much smarter about this. You know, when he was Wayne County prosecutor, he had a program. He went after people that owned blighted homes and said, we're going to come after you, and we're going to take you to court. And that program was discontinued under his successor. But this is some of the things he's doing now are kind of a follow-on of what he did, I think it was about almost 10 years ago.
It really points to a mayor who is pushing this city bureaucracy toward a really good, solid reality check, understanding you're not going to squeeze blood from a stone.
Well, that's exactly right. And it's smart management. He's very positive about the way he presents it. I'm sure behind the scenes he's holding people's feet to the fire, but I think that's a good thing. The kinds of battles and the kinds of pushing that they're doing is not petty politicking so much and posturing as it is, why aren't we getting the results? What kind of results are we getting? He's looking at the cash flows. He has a budget he can't change for the next couple of years. But he said yesterday when he talked about this latest assessment change that he believes it's not going to be a negative to the budget of the city of Detroit. In fact, it could be a marginal positive, which is really a good news kind of story.
Detroit News business columnist Daniel House looking at the new reassessments in the city and then looking ahead. Thanks so much, Daniel.
Thank you.